your life to the next level. Freedom. Your business, your fitness, your dreams. Freedom. Let's go. What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Calvay, Inspiration Engineer. You already know what it is. Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Motivation Podcast. If this is your first time here, then welcome. It's all about motivation. It's all about encouragement, empowerment, enlightenment, awakening. It's all about those things. And if you've been here before, then you already know what we do. So if this episode resonates, make sure that you share it with a friend, tag somebody, or bring somebody into the nucleus of our family and our community. And we'll just keep growing and keep spreading the love and the light. Sound like a plan? Let's get into today's episode. All right. So I posted this really funny, cute video that I found off of Viral Hog with this little boy. And he is screaming bloody murder as he's holding on to a rope. Now, he's in the water, right? He's in the water, and he's got his feet up thinking that he's about to drown. And he's screaming, right? He's screaming, help, somebody come get me. Somebody come save me. And what's so funny and cute about this video is his sister comes over, and, you know, she's laughing, and she grabs his feet, and she pushes his feet down, and then he stands up. And when he stands up, he scratches his head like, oh, I didn't know that I could put my feet down. And so I see this in a lot of us, right? Because we're all children. We're all growing or grown children, if we choose to be, who are overthinking life. We're overthinking everything. We're saying, help me, I'm drowning. And it's like, no, put your feet down. Put your feet down. Stop overthinking whatever the challenge is. So I wanted to give us some nuggets of encouragement and some practicality today so that if you are overanalyzing and you're lost in the sauce, you can get out of the sauce and really just tread water or put your feet down. So number one, do you have a mentor or a coach? Do you have somebody that's already done what you want to do and has already accomplished what you want to accomplish, leading you, guiding you, helping you? Do you have that? So if you don't have that, number one, write that down. I'm going to find a mentor. You know, don't overanalyze it, because then you'll be like, how am I going to do it? I don't know where to find one. Don't do that. Just write it down. Seek out mentor. Seek out someone who has done it. Okay? Now, understand that there are two primary things you need in community. You need one is the mentor or mentors or advisors or counselors that have already done what you want to do. And then number two, you need people that are doing it with you. So if you don't know where to find the mentor, that's okay. Where can you find other people that have done or are doing what you're doing? Where can you find them? I highly encourage different Facebook groups. You can pretty much type in Facebook, whatever topic you have, type that into the search box and then select groups. And more than likely, you're going to find a lot of like-minded people just like yourself that are in pursuit of creating what you want to create. But you're not going to be able to create what you want to create on your own. It just doesn't work that way. Now, what I mean by that is this. There is no such thing as a self-made person. People always do things in community. And as they say, it takes a village to raise a child. That is absolutely true. And it takes a village to really create what you want to create, a community of creation. If you don't do that, it's possible you can still make it happen, but I guarantee you it's going to take you a lot longer because you're going to be doing trial and error, trying to figure it out. Don't do that. Just get in the communities where people can already share in a mastermind-like collective. You got all these different brains coming together, sharing what has worked, what has failed, where they've improved, and everybody's learning together. So at least do the community part. But if you really want to upgrade it to the next level, get you a coach or an advisor that can help you, because advising is going to save you a lot of time. Are you enjoying today's episode of the Daily Motivation Podcast? Well, head on over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Cauvee, CAUVEE, to show your support and keep the show going. You can subscribe for as little as $2 a month, all the way up to receiving weekly coaching with Cauvee at $600 a month and everything in between. Get motivation music, empowerment, join the group and the community, and so much more. Now let's get back to the show.
There's a gentleman that I'm studying now, and he is my coach. He doesn't know that, but he is. And his name is Bob Proctor, okay? Now, a lot of people have heard about the book Think and Grow Rich. If you've never heard about that book or you've never read that book, go read that book. It's by a guy named Napoleon Hill. But Bob Proctor used to study with Earl Nightingale and Dale Cohen, which were the guys that were basically the publishers of his era that were associated with the Napoleon Hills and things of that nature. So Bob Proctor basically is the Napoleon Hill who's alive of our generation or my generation. And he talks about he's been studying this one book for 54 years. One book. Now, he's been reading a lot of books, but one specific book around paradigms he has been studying for 54 years. So what does that mean for Calvé when Calvé makes him officially his coach? That means I get 54 years worth of insights, worth of data, worth of paradigm shifting that I don't need to go learn on my own. I can learn because he's already learned a lot from the people that he had to learn from or he chose to learn from. And as they say, it's always like standing on the backs of the shoulders of somebody else. So Earl Nightingale and then Dale Cohen, whatever his name is, it's not important, but you guys get the premise. He was able to stand on their shoulders, be in mastermind groups within that community, and now he teaches it to everybody else. And so I love this Proverbs 11:14. It says, "For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors." It is the advisors, like you really need to have them. And being that Calvé has been at this for 21 years, I was like, wow, that was the one thing that I think I was messing up for 15 of them. I was trying to do everything by myself. And it's like, bruh, go get you somebody that knows what you're trying to do and mastermind with them, bring value to them. Now, here's something else to write down. Don't just go to the advisor like, help me, right? It should be a mutual exchange. Obviously, they're farther along than you, so it may be a little bit more challenging for you to bring them value, but how can you bring them value? Same thing when you're in the community, make sure that you're bringing people value. Don't just always ask for help. Things that you're learning, you could share with them as well, right? Now,
are you enjoying today's episode of the Daily Motivation Podcast? Well, head on over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Cauvee, CAUVEE, to show your support and keep the show going. You can subscribe for as little as $2 a month, all the way up to receiving weekly coaching with Cauvee at $600 a month and everything in between. Get motivation music, empowerment, join the group and the community, and so much more. Now let's get back to the show.
You can always just pay somebody. I mean, that's a quick fix. But not everything is about a dollar exchange or whatever currency you use. Sometimes it's about building that tribe and creating that vibe by bringing something of value into the collective. Does that make sense? So yeah, you can ask somebody for help, but it's much easier to bring some value and then serve them and then ask for some help when the time arises, all right? And then I got one other scripture I want to give you, which is Proverbs 15:22. It says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So whether you're a believer or non-believer, that's okay. All we know is that a source wrote that, the source of sources wrote that. And so if he's saying advisors is where it's at, you might want to take advisors with a little bit more priority or a little bit higher sense of urgency, okay? So with that said, I want to leave you with those two things to go do today, right now, is to write down in your journal, how do I find my advisor? Or I'm on a mission to find an advisor. How do I do it, right? You need to give yourself a question so that when by asking the question, you can seek that out. Your brain will want to seek that out. And then start joining some Facebook groups with what I gave you earlier. Put in the topic that you want, and then you'll be able to find some groups and some communities that you can join. And you can always ask them, like, hey, I want to get going with X. Does anybody have any recommendations as to how I could find a mentor for this? And I'm sure there's probably somebody already in that group that is already teaching or providing a service for the group. So there you go. One and done. I really appreciate you. If anything resonated with this episode, be sure to tag a friend and share that with them so that we can keep the abundance going. And until the next time, it's your boy Calvé. Be great. Be excellent. Boom. I want to thank you again for joining me on the Daily Motivation Podcast. Make sure to comment, leave us a 5-star review, and tag a friend so we can keep the daily motivation going. Yeah, I appreciate you so much. And until the next episode, boom.